I don't want to be right. I want to be right with you. I want to be right with you. Hallelujah. How could David, who was, we look at the things that he did in his life, King David, some of the things that he did in his life, and think, how in the world could this be a man after God's own heart? You know? But when it all boiled down to just David and God, it was David's heart saying, I want to be right with you. Whatever I need to do, I want to be right with you. Hallelujah. Because I want to be in the presence of the Lord today. That was good, Brother Derek. Today, we're going to talk just a little bit. Looks like we got family here today, so I can preach a little harder than I was going to. I'm just kidding. Today, I want to talk about unity in a diversity world. Unity in a diversity world. We're going to look at Ephesians 4. We'll start with 1 through 6. We'll continue down through there eventually. So put your bookmarker right there, Ephesians 4. Thank the Lord for his strength today. Know if we're going to be here or not. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm going to put this on the podcast because I thought it was funny. I don't know if Sister Churchill thought it was funny, but I went to men's retreat on Thursday night. Men's retreat was phenomenal. Amen, men? Amen. All right. That was awesome. Brother Ken Gurley preached and ministered to us. Brother Blackshear ministered to us. Brother Parrish ministered to us. What an awesome time in the fellowship with the brethren out at the campground. The first night I was out there, fellowship afterwards, I got home, and oh my goodness, was I sick. I haven't been sick like that since I was a little kid. Didn't get up the next morning because I was up all night, and drugged my carcass out to the campground for the afternoon services, and everybody said I looked like a ghost, and was a little shaky, didn't have any strength, and God strengthened us. We sang a few songs, barely got through those, coughed and hacked and got through it. And all day Friday and got up Saturday, I was feeling better. And God was strengthening me and the brethren were praying for me. And I feel much better today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to preach today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Unity in a diversity world. Ephesians 4. Verses 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body. Everybody say one body. And one Spirit. Everybody say one Spirit. Even as ye are called in one hope, say one hope, of your calling. One Lord, say one Lord. One faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Hallelujah. Is he in you today? Hallelujah. Today, in the world in which we live, everybody wants to be unique. As I look out today, I see a purple shirt. I see a blue shirt. I see a green tie. I see an orange tie. I look the same as everybody else. I see, is that fuchsia, sister? Is that, I don't know. I'm not a good color person. I see white shirts. Everybody's got their own unique style. Brother Wade is styling in the striped shirt this morning. Brother Wade is one of the hippest men I know. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Love the Wades. Everyone in this society in which we live wants to be unique. We all have our little twist on our hairdo, our little twist on how we wear. Brother Bagwell, whom we love dearly, has a unique style in socks that is wearing off on my son and Jordan. And now you go up and you go to men's retreat and all of a sudden you got guys doing this to each other. And they go whammo and they see the bold socks that are just blazing from underneath their pant leg. Unbelievable. Everybody wants to be unique. And there is not necessarily anything really wrong with that, but it's in all of us to be, to stand out, to be unique in the world in which we live. We want to be an individual. We want to be special. Why are you getting a tattoo? Well, because I want to be unique. I want to be different, along with all the other people that have tattoos. I want to be different. Why are you coloring your hair pink or purple? Well, I want to stand out. I want to be different. Why do you want piercings all over your face and your body? Well, I want to be different. I want to stand out with the other people that have piercings. And to be an individual, to stand out. Why do I wear a suit today? Because I want to stand out. I want to wait. Okay, a few other people. Yeah, I'm not proving anything in my individuality today by wearing a suit, right? But people want to stand out and be different. They want to be special. We all want to be special. And you are, by the way. Amen. So at work, I go through what they call diversity training. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. We go through diversity training to help me understand different cultures. And I think that's important. I think we need to understand different cultures. Because we are not all the same. We're not all the same. In the body of Christ, yes, we are all one. But we have different cultures, and it's very important for us to understand different cultures. And even as Pentecostals, it's important for us to understand different religions, different viewpoints, so that we're able to minister in their life. Amen? Without being offensive, but to present the truth in love. But we learn about different cultures and different religions of people at work that we work with, co-workers that we have. Last year, several world religions were highlighted, and I was waiting patiently for the day that they were going to highlight the United Pentecostal Church. It was going to be an awesome day. I was going to stand up and give a object lesson by going and praying the HR lady through to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. This is what we believe and teach. Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them that believe. We didn't have an apostolic day. No one wanted to understand our culture or our religion, but that's okay. That's okay. We're understanding everybody else, and that's all good, and that's what we're doing in diversity training. We're learning about other people and how different they are. We learn tolerance. How many love the word tolerance? Tolerance. How to tolerate each other. Are you with me? Tolerance. How do we tolerate? Brother, I don't want to just tolerate you. I want to love you. I want to love you. I don't want to tolerate you. Brother Norman, do I just tolerate you? You've got more hair than I do. Do I just tolerate you for that? Do I just tolerate people? Is that my mindset? Is that what has gotten into my spirit that I just, well, they're just that way. So, you know, if I want to spend time with them, I'm just going to spend a short amount of time with them, because if I spend more than 30 minutes with this brother or this sister, I'm going to be irritated because they bother me. So I'm going to tolerate them. How many marriages today, would survive if that's what they based their marriage on, was tolerance? Yes, I have tolerated my wife for 20 plus years. We tolerate each other. Yes, No love, but we tolerate each other. We're going to stick it out because we tolerate each other. Tolerance. I don't know. I'll let you take your own, get your own take on what tolerance means to you, but I want to have a love for people. I want to have a love for people. Companies have good yet misguided intentions by dividing the workforce rather than focusing on what unites us. What makes us one as a company? What makes us work together so well as a company? Why highlight all of the different aspects of all the different people, and why not highlight what makes us a powerful unit, a powerful team that's going to get things done right and safe? Our schools, how confusing is it for our young people? Our schools teach tolerance in everything, yet have zero tolerance procedures and laws in their school. How do you have tolerance yet zero tolerance in the same environment? I get what they're trying to do, but it's sending a very confusing message to our young people, to our children. We need to be tolerant of everybody, but when you do something and you mess up, we're not going to have any tolerance for you. What a confusing world we live in. Tolerance today, in my mind, is not unity. Tolerance is not unity. Tolerance may be accepting those around you, but it is not truly loving those around you. Now I want you to look around. Find somebody, connect eyes with them. Do the eyebrow thing, wiggle your ears. Call them a snowflake. I didn't hear anybody say that. I just heard a bunch of murmuring and complaining this morning. Shout it out. Shout at your neighbor. Call them a snowflake. Why are they a snowflake today? Now, this is what I've heard. I have not personally done the experiment on this at all. But if anybody has done the experiment, they say that no two snowflakes are alike. Right? Who has time for that? It was probably funded by the government. I don't know. No two snowflakes are alike, which means that everybody in this room is unique. According to the 2010 survey, there are 5,617, well, minus the Glovers, the Abbotts, in Sterling, live in Sterling. It's probably a little higher than that. Right now, it goes way up in the summer. About 56,000 people on the Kenai Peninsula, and they are all different. There's about, 732,000 people in the state of Alaska, roughly. And guess what? They're all, even the twins, they're all different. About 318 million people in the United States. And guess what? They're all different. All of them are different. And according to my latest calculation, which is probably off by now, 7.15 billion people in the world are all different. I know this is mind-blowing this morning. You all taking notes? You're just feverishly writing in your notepads this morning. They're all different. Every human being on the planet is unique in looks, in characteristics, in style, in personality, in desires, in skills, in motivation. What motivates you? It's different for everyone. Salary, location, size. We're all different. The world likes to highlight our differences. There are the movie stars, and then there are the moviegoers. They don't hang out at the same clubs. They don't hang out at the same place. They separate themselves, movie stars, moviegoers. There are the Fortune 500 members, and then there's the rest of us, right? There are sports stars. And then there's me. There's Tiger Woods, huh?
On the golf course.
And then there's me on the golf course. Very, very, very different in style and score, by the way. just an average golfer like me, you'd never find me sitting or in the tee box with a Mr. Tiger Woods or any of the other great golfers that are out there. Just would not happen. There is a distinction. There is a separation between the pro golfer and the amateur golfer or the weekend golfer. There is a separation amongst classes. What university you attended, your ethnicity, your race, your background, your upbringing. Are you African American? Are you Latin American? Are you Canadian American? I'm going to start my own club. Amen. I don't know if there's a whole group called Canadian Americans or not. Or are you just American? Did you just come to this country to become an American? My goodness, what's wrong with that? Why can't we just be American? I don't know. But we've got ways of dividing ourselves and separating ourselves and making ourselves special. And I hope that you're getting my point today. I'm not putting anybody down here today, but everybody is different, and this world highlights all of those differences, and it divides us in our diversity. Politics, what party do you belong to or support? What sports team do you cheer for? What kind of car do you drive? Where your kids go to school? That doesn't matter a whole lot in Sterling. There's one. Well, maybe they homeschool. Which religion do you claim? Do you believe in evolution or creation? Are you pro-life or pro-choice? Where you shop? Oh, my. That says a lot about someone. Where you shop? I only shop at the high-end stores that have the clearance rack. No. Amen. Where you shop? Some people make a big deal about it. Well, what kind of purse is that? I don't know. It carries things. Right? What kind of cologne do you wear? The kind that covers the smell. Yes. Hallelujah. Where do you shop? No matter what the situation, there is always a way to pick a side and to distinguish yourself from those around you. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 12:13, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." Everybody say one body. "Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." I am so glad today that I can put my differences and my distinctions aside, my race aside, my opinions aside, to be part of one body. To be part of one body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does that mean that the body doesn't have distinct individual parts? No, not at all. Hallelujah. Some of us are the ears. Who do you know who the ears are? Well, look around. There's a few big ones in the room. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us in the body are the feet. I see a few big ones on the front row. Hallelujah. We all have a part to play, but we are one body. One body. So how do we become one with the body? Acts 10:34, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.'" In Acts 10:44-48, that means that all are welcome. The bum on the street, no matter what class, no matter what school, no matter what background, no matter what upbringing, we all can be a part of the body. Hallelujah. We all can be a part of the body. Acts 10:44-48, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word." Where was Peter right here? Shout it out. Cornelius. Yeah, there you go. Awesome. So Peter was preaching to the Gentiles for the first time. Yeah. And I don't think Peter was expecting much. But while he yet preached, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. So the Jews that were with him were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with other tongues. Hallelujah. And magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. How do we become one with the body? Hallelujah. We must believe. We must repent. Hallelujah. We must be filled with His Spirit, and we must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, the enemy has cleverly disguised disunity as distinction. Say that again. The enemy has cleverly disguised disunity as distinction. The more people look at differences, the less they look at what makes them similar. The more we try to stand out as an individual, the less we fit in with the crowd. The reason this hit me so hard is this world is put such an emphasis on the unique, on the special, specialized, the ones that have the particular talent. They put so much emphasis on what makes them unique and different, and they stand out as an island unto themselves. And that is not God's plan for His church. And when we take that mindset of being so unique that we become an island, we separate ourselves from the unity of the body. We separate ourselves from the unity of the body. Now, Ephesians 4:11-13 continues. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Notice that they are all different and distinct in their roles. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Different roles, same mindset, same purpose. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ. So thankful that even trying to be one body, there are so many individuals that have such unique roles to play in that body. But I think the mindset is what is so important here. We need to understand we are one. We are not Brother Jeff holding the mic on the platform and Bernard sitting in the pew paying attention so intently. We are not just Brother Jordan Eichert as he teaches the youth group. We are one body working together in unity to fulfill the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry and for edifying the body. Hallelujah. We are working together until we all. Who's all? Does all exclude anybody? I don't think all excludes anybody. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Hallelujah. Everybody needs to come into the unity of the faith. Nobody should be left out. No matter what their distinction, no matter what their separation is from us, we all need to come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. What is the opposite of one? Not math people. The opposite of one is many. All these young men taking algebra, hollering out zero. The opposite of one is many. If we follow the way of the world, we become divided rather than united. How many of us today tolerate members in our church? Don't raise your hand or look around, please. How many of us tolerate the pastor? Oh, I don't even want to see. Well, these are the reasons we use. Well, they're different. They're different. And you know, they're unique, and I'll just let them be. They're real boisterous, and I'm not a real boisterous kind of person, so I just kind of tolerate them. And Brother Jeff, you're just so sarcastic. I don't know how much I can put up with your sarcasm, and I'm gonna back away. I'm gonna tolerate your humor. You're not really funny, but I'm gonna tolerate your humor and laugh, and then walk away as soon as I possibly can. Nobody really likes that person. Really? In the body? Well, we stand for truth. Do we stand for truth or do we not stand for truth? That was a good lesson about the Bible, getting into the Bible, getting the Bible into our hearts. We stand on the Word of God, do we not? We stand for truth, but will we stand for each other? We stand on the Word of God, but will we stand for each other? We will stand up for holiness and righteous living, but will we stand for each other? The diversity preaching of this world has made its way through the back door of the church and has caused us to build walls of division. It has caused us to be okay with tolerating people rather than truly loving everyone. We must endeavor to keep the unity. We must endeavor to keep the unity. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You don't think that that kind of stuff is trying to sneak its way in the back door? We're bombarded with all of this stuff in the world throughout the week. Difference is okay. Acceptance is not loving people. Acceptance is not loving people. Loving people is loving people. That's a difficult concept to understand. I'm going to love you. I'm going to hate the sin, but I'm going to love you. I'm not going to accept your sin. I'm going to still hate the sin. It's like oil and water. They don't mix. But I'm going to love you, and I'm going to love you with all of my heart, and I'm going to love you with truth. Speak the truth in love. We must endeavor to keep the unity. And so, this cunning craftiness, lie in wait to deceive, all these winds of doctrine, all of these things that just trying to get us separated. Let's diversify the church. And I don't have anything against having a Spanish service and a Korean service. And I mean, I think that's absolutely amazing. But the church needs to be one. The church needs to be one. Hallelujah. We need to be one body. Hallelujah. With one mind and one purpose. Serving a living one God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have become masters of wall building. We can quickly build divisions and erect walls that separate us from the body. We build the everything is fine wall. Ever build one of those? I've come to church from time to time, I'll be honest this morning, where I've built the everything is fine wall. How you doing this morning, Brother Bartlett? Doing fine. Doing fine. When on the inside and in life, things are not fine. We get good at building the everything is fine wall, and it prevents our brothers and our sisters, our family, from ministering into our life. It's like we don't trust them with the issues that are going on in our life. We don't trust our family. And so we build the everything is fine wall. We hide behind the wall of I don't want to bother anyone with my issues. We hide our pain and minimize our hurts and downplay our struggles in a false idea that it will hinder unity when in reality unity is oneness. Unity is oneness. Unity is openness. Unity is honesty, and it bonds us together in peace. Does anybody believe that this morning? Am I preaching to the choir? Hallelujah. Make us one body. Hallelujah. Somebody walks into the church, you got a downcast look on their face, and you say, how you doing today? Brother Seagraves, how you doing today? Fine. Brother Seagraves, how you doing today? Well, not so good. Is there anything I can help you with? Anything I help pray with you about? Well, yeah, if you wouldn't mind. Yeah. Got this big bill coming up. Don't know where money's going to come from. Help us pray? Yeah, I can do that. Guess what we just did? Unified the body. We unified the body. Unified the body. Hallelujah. We tore down the walls of division. The walls of, I don't want to bother anybody with this. I just tore down the walls that would divide and break apart our family. What's most important is unity in the family, unity in the body of Christ. When the people were building the tower, Babel, what did God say about those people? There was nothing that could stop them because the people is one. They were so one that he used a singular verb, is one. The people is one. They're not our. They were so unified that he called them singular. The people is one. Look it up in King James. Hallelujah. That's where I want to be as the body of Christ. I want to be so one that God looks down and says, the people is one. Nothing's going to stop them. No gates of hell. No dominions of power in their community. Nothing will stop the church of the living God that is united. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I get just a little bit of an amen this morning? Anybody believe that? Hallelujah. I'm going to hand out coffee shots here in just a moment. Hallelujah. A little bit of Red Bull. Get us going this morning. Amen. I am almost done, so you can get with it for the last 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Make us one body. Make us one body. The church was designed to be one. We need to stand behind each other. We need to support each other. Youth needs to support the seniors. What? Yes. Hallelujah. That is the will of God. Married couples need to support the singles. Amen. The music department needs to support the Sunday school department. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Pastor needs to support the janitor, and he does. The janitor needs to support the pastor. The sound man needs to support the bus driver, and we don't have one yet, but we're going to get one. Hallelujah, it's coming. In Jesus' name, Sunday school children will be coming in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We need to support one another, stand behind one another. Amen. From the youngest to the oldest, we are one church. Hallelujah. One body. We are in this together. If two or three agree touching anything, it shall be done. Hallelujah. It shall be done. Ephesians 4:15-16. I got no more scrolling, so you don't have to worry about any more scrolling. I'm on the last page. Ephesians 4:15-16. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. There's so much in there. I'm just going to hit on a few things. That's mind-blowing when you're talking about the unity of the church. First off, the whole body, fitly joined together. Everyone has his or her place. Fitly joined together. Not rough cut, not slapped together, not, well, we'll just make do. It's not like our Fred Meyer kitchen table. We'll just make do until we have the money to buy a real one, right? It was built for purpose. Everything was built for purpose. Every person in the church was built for purpose. And guess what? They all fit together perfectly to work as one body. Hallelujah. Well, I just can't work with so-and-so because they've got a bad attitude about this. Fitly joined together. Unity. Fitly joined together. Now, every joint supplieth. Guess what? Every one of us support every one of us. Every joint, every connection that we have supplieth the other connection. Hallelujah. We are connected in all kinds of different ways. We're connected through youth because AJ's in the youth, so we're connected with the youth team. And that connection supplies needs in my life. It supplies needs in my son's life. He's connected to the youth. And we're connected to the villas because everybody's connected to the villas. And that connection... That connection strengthens us, and we get a hot dog every now and then, and that strengthens us, and just being in their home strengthens us. There's just a vibrance. There's life. There's chaos. There's life in their home, and it's so exciting. And there's a connection. Every time we come to the house of God, we connect with one another. We shake our hands. We every once in a while give each other a hug, high five. If we're sick, we just pound fists, right? But when we come together as a body, every joint supplieth. Why do we get strengthened when we come to the house of the Lord? Because we're connecting. We're connecting. When we have refined, we're connecting. We're building connections in our life. We're building connections, and connections supply. Hallelujah. They supply. They maketh, according to the effectual work of the measure of every part, so every part has a part to play, maketh increase of the body. Wow. Every time we get together, every time we connect, every time we are united, we make increase. We grow. We grow. We are stronger for it. Iron sharpeneth iron. Every time we get together, I don't care if there's 5 people here or 150 people here this morning, every time we get together, we are strengthened by each other. Hallelujah. Every joint supplieth, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. Edifying of itself in love. The body has the capability of edifying, lifting up, encouraging, strengthening itself. You ever cut yourself? We bought a new kitchen table the other day, and as a free gift, we got a new set of knives. Super sharp. And Holly said, I'm gonna try them out. Slice, 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 slice. Over to the sink. Coming out of the finger. Yeah, they're sharp. And we applied lots of pressure for a long period of time. And finally got a Band-Aid on it. And that she's going to pass out. But that little cut edified itself in love. It came together. It stopped the wound. It stopped the hurt. It healed itself, strengthened itself. And then the other parts of the body, like the mind and the hand-eye coordination, will be improved now because of the wound on the hand. Every part of the body benefited from the healing of the finger. If the blood had continued to flow, eventually, the heart would quit working. The body would get weak. Every part of the body is important and supplies itself, edifying itself in love. We need to love one another. We don't need to tolerate one another. We need to love one another because we're going to edify and unify this body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. We need to edify. We need to edify one another in love. So today, I don't know, since we are so unique and individual, I don't know what you pulled out of this today. But I hope that we get a better understanding of what unity really is in our church. And we strive for it. We endeavor to keep the unity of the faith. Have we allowed the world to define us? Oh God, help us. Do we value our distinctions over our unity? Do we tolerate others and call it unity? God, help us to be the unified body that He desires us to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us to be the unified body that He desires us to be. Hallelujah. There's no stopping a unified body. There is no stopping a unified body. When we become united in vision, in purpose, and direction, nothing can stop the advancement of the church. Hallelujah. God is calling us to a greater understanding of His love for people today. Hallelujah. I think we could all come down as a family today. I think we are all family today. Hallelujah. Even if you're not family, we'll call you family.